Hey guys, what is up? So, before I get started, I just want to say there's been a lot of controversy surrounding me for the past while. So, with everything that's been going on, I decided, I'm gonna finally sit down, record it, and tell my truth and set the record straight. So let's get started. According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care what humans think is impossible. Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Oh, black and yellow, let's shake it up a little. Barry, breakfast is ready. Coming. Hang on a second. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, Barry, Adam. Can you believe this is happening? I can't. I'll pick you up. Looking sharp. Use the stairs. Your father paid good money for those. Sorry, I'm excited. Here's the graduate. We're very proud of you, son. A perfect report card. All B's. Very proud. Ma, I got a thing going on here. You got lint on your fuzz. Ow, that's me. Wave. To us will be in row 100,018. Wait. Wave to us will be in row 118,000. Bye. Barry, I told you, stop flying in the house. Hey, Barry. Hey, Adam. Is that fuzz gel? A little. Special day, graduation. Never thought I'd make it. 3 days grade school, 3 days high school. Those were awkward. 3 days college. I'm glad I took a day and hitchhiked around the hive. You did come back different. Hi, Barry. Artie, growing a mustache. Looks good. Hear about Frankie? Yeah. You going to the funeral? No, I'm not going. Everybody knows. You sting someone, you die. Don't waste it on a squirrel. Such a hothead. I guess he could have just gotten out of the way. I love this incorporating an amusement park into our day. And that's when they like go around the loop-de-loop. That's why we don't need vacations. Boy, quite of a bit of pomp under the circumstances. Well, Adam, today we are men. We are be men. Amen. Hallelujah. Students, faculty, designated bees, please welcome Dean Buswell. Welcome, New Hive City graduating class of 915. That concludes our ceremonies and begins your career at Hunnex Industries. Will we pick our job today? I heard it's just orientation. Heads up, here we go. Keep your hands and antennas inside the tram at all times. I wonder what it'll be like. A little scary. Welcome to Hunnex, a division of Hunnesco and a part of the Hexagon Group. This is it. Wow. Wow. We know that you are, as a bee, going to work your whole life to the point where you get. Wait a minute. Let's start over. We know that you, as a bee, have worked your whole life to get to the point where you can work for your whole life. Honey begins with our valiant pollen jocks bringing the next nectar to the hive. Our top secret formula. It is automatically color corrected, scent adjusted, and bubble contoured into this soothing sweet syrup with this distinctive golden honey glow you know as honey. That girl was hot. She's my cousin. She is? Yes, we're all cousins. Right, you're right. At Hunnex, we constantly strive to improve every aspect of bee existence. These bees are stress testing a new helmet technology. What do you think he makes? Not enough. Here we have our latest advancement, the Krellman. What does that do? Catches that little strand of honey that hangs after you pour it. It saves us millions. Can anyone work on the Krellman? Of course, most bee jobs are small ones, but bees know that every small job, if it's done well, means a lot. But choose carefully because you'll stay in the job you pick for the rest of your life. The same job for the rest of your life? I didn't know that. What's the difference? You'll be happy to know that bees, as a species, haven't had one day off in 27 million years. So you'll work us to death? We'll sure try. Wow, that blew my mind. What's the difference? How can you say that? One job forever? That's an insane choice to have to make. I'm relieved. Now we only have to make one decision in life. But Adam, how could they never have told us that? Why would you question anything? We're bees. We're the most perfectly functioning society on Earth. You ever think maybe things work a little too well here? Like what? Give me one example. I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. Please clear the gate. Royal Nectar Force on approach. Wait a second, check it out. Hey, those are pollen jocks. Wow, I've never seen them this close. They know what it's like outside the hive. Yeah, but some don't come back. Hey, jocks. Hi, jocks. You did great. You're monsters. You're sky freaks. I love it. I love it. I wonder why they were. I don't know. Their day's not planned. Outside the hive, flying who knows where, doing who knows what. You can't just decide to be a pollen jock. You have to be bred for that. Right. Look, there's more pollen than you and I will ever see in a lifetime. It's just a status symbol. Bees make too much of it. Perhaps, unless you're wearing it, and the ladies see you're wearing it. Those ladies, aren't they our cousins too? Distant, distant. Look at these two. Couple of hive Harrys. Let's have some fun with them. It must be dangerous being a pollen jock. Yeah, once a bear pinned me against a mushroom, I had a paw on my throat, and with the other, he was slapping me. Oh my, I never thought I'd knock him out. What were you doing during this? Trying to alert the authorities. I can autograph that. A little gutsy out there today, wasn't it, comrades? Yeah, Gusty. We're hitting a sunflower patch 6 miles from here tomorrow. 6 miles, huh? Barry, a puddle jump for us, but maybe you're not up for it. Maybe I am. You are not. We're going at 0900 at J-Gate. What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you B enough? I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means. Hey, Hunnix. Dad, you surprised me. You decide what you're interested in? Well, there's a lot of choices, but you only get one. Do you ever get bored doing the same job every day? Son, let me tell you about stirring. You grab a stick and you just move it around and you stir it around and stir it around. Sorry, I had Burger King. You get yourself into a rhythm. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Dad, the more I think of it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me. You are thinking of what? Making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger. Janet, your son's not sure he wants to go into honey. Barry, you are so funny sometimes. I'm not trying to be funny. You're not funny. You're going into honey. Our son, the stirrer. You're going to be a stirrer? No one's listening to me. Wait till you see the sticks I have. I could say anything right now. I'm going to get an ant tattoo. Let's open some honey and celebrate. Maybe I'll pierce my thorax, shave my antenna. Shack up with a grasshopper, get a gold tooth, and call everybody dog. I'm so proud. We're starting work today. Today's the day. Come on, all the good jobs will be gone. Yeah, right. Pollen counting, stunt bee, pouring, stirrer, front desk, hair removal. Is it still available? Hang on, two left. One of them's yours. Congratulations, step to the side. What'd you get? Picking crud out. Stellar. Wow. Couple of newbies. Yes, sir. Our first day. We are ready. Make your choice. You want to go first? No, you go. Oh my, what's available? Restroom attendance open. Not for the reason you'd think. Any chance you're getting the Krellman? Sure, you're on. I'm sorry. The Krellman just closed out. Wax monkey's always open. The Krellman opened up again. What happened? A bee died. Makes an opening. See? He's dead. Another dead one. Deadly. Deadified. Two more dead. Dead from the neck up. Dead from the neck down. That's life. Oh, this is so hard. Heating, cooling, stunt bee, pourer, stirrer, humming, inspector number 7, lint coordinator, stripe supervisor, mite wrangler. Barry, what do you think I should be? Barry? Barry! All right, we've got the sunflower patch in quadrant 9. What happened to you? Where are you? I'm going out. Out? Out where? Out there. Oh no, I have to, before I go to work for the rest of my life. You're gonna die, you're crazy. Hello? Another call coming in. If anyone's feeling brave, there's a Korean deli on 83rd that gets their roses today. Hey guys, look at that. Isn't that the kid we saw yesterday? Hold it, son. Flight deck's restricted. It's okay, Lou. We're going to take him up. Really feeling lucky, are you? Sign here, here, just initial that. Thank you. Okay, you got a rain advisory today. And as you all know, bees cannot fly in the rain, so be careful. As always, watch your brooms, hockey sticks, dogs, birds, bears, and bats. Also, I got a couple of reports of root beer being poured on us. Murphy's in a home because of it, babbling like a cicada. That's awful. And remember, for you rookies, bee law number 1, absolutely no talking to humans. All right, launch positions. Buzz, 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 buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz. Black and yellow. Hello. You ready for this hot shot? Yeah, yeah, bring it on. Wind, check. Antenna, check. Nectar pack, check. Wings, check. Stinger, check. Scared out of my shorts, check. Okay, ladies, let's move it out. Pound those petunias, you striped stem suckers. All of you, drain those flowers. Wow, I'm out. I can't believe I'm out. So blue, I feel so fast and free. Box kite, wow, flowers. This is blue leader. We have roses visual. Bring it around 30 degrees and hold. Roses, 30 degrees, Roger. Bringing it around. Stand to the side, kid. It's got a bit of a kick. That is one nectar collector. Ever see pollination up close? No, sir. I pick up some pollen here, sprinkle it over there, maybe a dash over there, a pinch on that one. See that? It's a little bit of magic. That's amazing. Why do we do that? That's pollen power. More pollen, more flowers, more nectar, more honey for us. Cool. I'm picking up a lot of bright yellow. Could be daisies. Don't we need those? Copy that visual. Wait, one of those flowers seems to be on the move. Say again, you're reporting a moving flower? Affirmative. That was on the line. This is the coolest. What is it? I don't know, but I'm loving the color. It smells good. Not like a flower, but I like it. Yeah, fuzzy, chemically. Careful, guys. It's a little grabby. My sweet lord of bees, candy brain, get off there. Problem. Guys, this could be bad. Affirmative. Very close. Gonna hurt. Mama's little boy. You are way out of position, rookie. Coming in at you like a missile. Help me. I don't think these are flowers. Should we tell him? I think he knows. What is this? Match point. We can start packing up, honey, because you're about to eat it. Yowzer, gross, there's a bee in the car. Do something, I'm driving. Hi, bee, he's back here. He's going to sting me. Nobody move. If you don't move, he won't sting you. Freeze. He blinked. Spray him, granny. What are you doing? Wow, the tension level out here is unbelievable. I gotta get home. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the rain. Mayday, mayday, bee going down. Ken, could you please close the window? Ken, could you please close the window? Check out my new resume. I made it into a fold-out brochure. You see? Fold out. Oh no, more humans. I don't need this. What was that? Maybe this time, this time, this time, this time, this time, this drapes. That is diabolical. It's fantastic. It's got all my special skills, even my top 10 favorite movies. What's number one, Star Wars? Nah, I don't go for that kind of stuff. No wonder we shouldn't talk to them. They're out of their minds. When I leave a job interview, they're flabbergasted. Can't believe what I say. There's the sun. Maybe that's the way out. I don't remember the sun having a big 75 on it. I predicted global warming. I could feel it getting hotter. At first, I thought it was just me. Wait, stop, B, stand back. These are winter boots. Wait, don't kill him. You know, I'm allergic to them. This thing could kill me. Why does his life have less value than yours? Why does his... Why does his life have any less value than mine? Is that your statement? I'm just saying, all life has value. You don't know what he's capable of feeling. My brochure. Here you go, little guy. I'm not scared of him. It's an allergic thing. Put that on your resume, brochure. My whole face could puff up. Make it one of your special skills. Knocking someone out is also a special skill. Right by Vanessa. Thanks. Vanessa, next week, yogurt night? Sure, Ken. You know, whatever. You could put carob chips on there, bye. Supposed to be less calories, bye. I gotta say something. She saved my life. I gotta say something. All right, here it goes. Nah, what would I say? I could really get in trouble. It's a bee log. You're not supposed to talk to humans. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've got to. Oh, I can't do it. Come on. No, yes, no, I do it. I can't. How should I start it? You like jazz? No, that's no good. Here she comes. Speak, you fool. Hi. Ah! I'm sorry. You're talking. Yes, I know. You're talking. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. It's fine. I know I'm dreaming. But I don't recall going to bed. Well, I'm sure this is very discerning. This is a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, you're a bee. I am. And this is supposed... I'm not supposed to be doing this, but they were trying to kill me. And if it wasn't for you, I had to thank you. It's just how I was raised. That's a little weird. Yeah. I'm talking with a bee. Yeah. I'm talking to a bee, and the bee is talking to me. I just want to say I'm grateful. I'll leave now. How long was that? 15 minutes? We'll have a moment from our anchor, and then I'll actually talk about something after the break. Oh, I realized I said... Let's take a moment for a message from our anchor. But I meant sponsor, because my sponsor is Anchor. So actually, that was the B movie thing was just to get at my clickbait, because I know there are plenty of people who are gonna want to listen to, and like are gonna floss through every little bit of it to hear me talk and like want to hear their name. Not gonna happen. So this next segment, I want to talk about the coronavirus. So yeah. Was lockdown necessary? I think so. I really think it was, and I think obviously, like mathematically, like I when this first started happening and before everything got politicized and like to the point where it is now that you can't talk about it without having your house burned down. When it was just starting, I was watching a simulation, and like no matter what happened in the simulation, there were like little dots, and like the little dots represented people moving around a town. And like if the people stayed inside and only went to the grocery store versus if they, lived life like normal, no matter what, every single time, what had happened was they reached a point where 80% of people had caught and gotten over the virus. And then it quit spreading from herd immunity, and everybody just kind of went on with their life. The difference was the x-axis of time, which is important, because and that was the flatten the curve thing. That's what they were saying at the beginning, was if it ramps up, staying home is not going to keep you from getting it. It's going to make it so that we don't overwhelm the healthcare network, like what happened in Italy, where doctors had to make choose who got to live and who got to die, basically. So, yeah, I think lockdown was necessary. I feel like they could have gone backwards instead of going from like everything's normal. Now we're on red phase, yellow phase, green phase. I feel like we should have started at yellow phase, and then like once hospitalization started going up, go to yellow phase and like kind of manage it instead of like overcorrecting all at once. Do you know what I mean? But you know how people get scared about this kind of thing. Which brings me to my next point about the lockdown. Are lockdowns necessary? I think so. If it's somewhere, like Texas right now, or like New York City was in the beginning, or Italy, absolutely they're necessary when your ICU is at 95% capacity. Of course, a red level lockdown, of course, obviously is necessary. Now, where I'm from, I live in a double A city, if I'm remembering that correctly. What was it? Like a triple A prime city. I don't know. When I was in high school, I took AP Human Geography, and like New York City would be like the prime city, and then like Newark would be like the triple A city, and then like a suburban city like where I'm from would be the double A city, and then like anywhere rural would be single A. Or something, I don't know, maybe I'm imagining this. But in a medium to small sized area where there wasn't a huge outbreak, do I think lockdown was necessary? No. But, in the state of Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf saw what was happening in Philadelphia, which was having like an exacerbated problem. Whereas, a large majority of the state wasn't, and he put the entire state on lockdown. Which I mean, hindsight is 2020. I can't speak on the past because I'm not a, I who the fuck am I to tell the governor what he should and shouldn't do? But their, hospitalizations and numbers have been very, very low, where I'm from. During Easter, well, it's like it started off, we have one new case. Two new cases, three, four, five, six, 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 seven, six, six, eight, six, six, six. And then like a week after Easter, or in like the early parts of May, the numbers went from like 6, 6, 6, 11, 22, 22, 18, 11, 11, and now it's back to 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Hail Satan. So there was a little bit of a jump, But hospital, you know, and our numbers have been consistently low, along with hospitalizations. And we were put into the yellow phase for a long, long time. But my main point is, if you're gonna like shut down the economy and shut down people's lives because of a virus, don't play favorites and excuse certain, like, for example, if you were if you were a business that sold only clothing, you had to close. But Gabe's stayed open. Do you know why Gabe's got to stay open? Because they have cereal in the checkout aisle, which counts as food. Okay. But then Gabe's also gets to sell like their warehouse of clothing and furniture and rugs and artwork and shoes that Payless couldn't do, that the mall couldn't do. You know, Walmart sells food, but then Walmart also got to sell garden chairs. I worked at Walmart for 2 weeks during quarantine, and literally people would go and walk around Walmart for fun because that was the only thing that there was to do. And they would buy like a grill or like lawn furniture. And it's like, and those are usually the same people that share those stupid one-liners on Facebook about staying home. And it's like, yes, stay home, good. That's, you know, but why? I know no matter what I'm gonna say, somebody's gonna like send me a death threat. So whatever. Why would you, like, if you're gonna have Gabe's open, put caution tape around the entire store and don't sell anything except for that essential cereal in the checkout aisle. Don't sell anything in Walmart other than the food and like the other stuff that's essential. Why can Walmart sell clothes, but a store that sells clothes only can't sell clothes? Right? And why can Walmart only have 50, like Walmart has to be careful with how many people they let into the store, but don't care about all the people bunched up waiting in line like cattle outside of the store. It's not, you know, I feel like a lot of the reactions to this is kind of similar to the reactions after like 9/11, for example. Like, in theory, maybe it's a good idea we have somebody stop and search everybody in the airport, but in practice, you know, has the t there was a whole thing on Adam Ruins Everything about how like the TSA really does not do anything to stop terrorism. They don't have a record of stopping terror airport and airplane related terrorism. It's really only to make people feel better. And, you know, I wonder if that's, you know, where we're at with the shutdowns and the masks and people love their damn masks. Just too damn much. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's like all that is on the news is coronavirus. Like, hello. Oh my God. Let me answer this spam call on my podcast. Hello? Yes. I'm 72. I don't know how old you are.
Yeah, I'm 32.
Okay.
Okay, Savannah, and how much do you have in mind for life insurance that you're looking for?
$1 million.
$1 million? Okay, and who will be your beneficiary?
My wife, Jane.
Okay, Jane Norris.
Jane, her last name is Fonda. Fonda. She doesn't have the same last name as me.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
See, because I think my phone number is under somebody with the last name Norris, and like he somehow knew that and thought I was Fred. But yeah. So anyway, the coronavirus, you know, and then why can Walmart sell clothes, but a store that only sells clothes can't sell clothes? It's just like we're playing favorites because people like still go fucking walk around Walmart for the fun of it, like it's the mall. You know, I mean, you can, girl, people will just always find a way. So, you know, from my viewpoint, it's unfair to somebody who owns a small business. Like, let's say I own like a boutique and I sell clothes. Oh, you have to close because you're not an essential business. So now I have to close my business that sells clothes. Because clothes are not essential during a pandemic. Okay, fine. But then I go to Walmart the next day, and I see people shopping for clothes at Walmart. Or, you know, maybe I'm a commission-based furniture salesperson. And the furniture store I work at gets shut down. Okay. Because furniture isn't essential. That's fine. But then I go into Gabe's the next day and see people being able to buy furniture at Gabe's. Now, I'm not a Republican. I'm no, like, if you know me, you know I'm like a communist at heart, okay? And I'm like left of left. Like I don't like give poor people guns, communist. But it just, like, it, like, if 2 + 2 = 4, then that shit doesn't add up. Right? You know? And I'm also tired of hearing social distancing. Like, that's literally, like, those two words put together, like, are gibberish. Like, grammatically, that doesn't make sense. Like, say physical distancing because social is not a tangible object. So, I mean, social distancing, like, you can go out and be around people and not talk. Like, you can go out to a nightclub and, like, be packed in there like sardines and not talk to anybody. That's social distancing, isn't it? And also, like, white ladies make that stupid face every time they say it. So, and you know the exact face I'm talking about. The face that they make when they say gracias to the waiter at the Mexican restaurant. Yeah. And I also believe that a very large amount of people, I don't know whether I believe that if it's most people or just a large amount of people, but I also believe that most people have already had the coronavirus. A large amount of people have already had the coronavirus and gotten over it. Not most, but a large amount of people. I think I had it because, oh, you know, back in like mid-January, a lot of people were sick. Like, I would go to class, and like my math class of 30, literally only 12 kids would be there for weeks during January, and I got incredibly sick during January. Like, I'd never been sick before, and this was already after I had the flu in December, and like I had all the symptoms, and my grandpa also went through all of this and had the same symptoms I did. And when I went into the doctor, he didn't even test me for the flu. He just, like, gave me a steroid. So I wonder if doctors knew that there was like something funny going on and didn't know it was coronavirus. So a lot of people are thinking that. And also, they did an antibody research on a group of like 3,000 New Yorkers, and I think it was 21% of them had the antibodies for the coronavirus, in your body. And the way that you get over viruses is you produce like antibodies that fight off the virus. And that's what's in a vaccine, is weakened versions of the virus that your body can fight off on the inside without you ever getting sick. And then you make the antibodies to fight off the full-blown version of the virus. Right? And they're saying, oh, just because you have the antibodies doesn't mean that you don't have immunity. But I mean, come on, it does. They're just saying that because they can't prove it. And they kind of are pushing this thing because it's good. Because it's good TV for, mainstream media. And also back in like, well, I saw a thing that it was saying coronavirus may have I'm looking at an article from Medscape.com, and more recently, I'll close the one from Medscape. This article is from June 26th, and it was published by the New York Times. So this is like a week and a half ago. This says, study suggests coronavirus emerged much earlier than some thought. Some are skeptical. Scientists not involved in the study seriously doubt the findings, which challenge the current consensus on where and when the virus originated. In a study not yet published in a journal, scientists have reported that the new coronavirus was present in wastewater in Barcelona, Spain, in March 2019, a finding that, if confirmed, would show that the pathogen had emerged much earlier than previously thought. This is not what I had seen. Here we go. Well, this is a quote. Barcelona is a city so frequent that is frequented by Chinese people in tourism and business, so this probably happened also elsewhere and probably at the same time. This is not what I had originally heard. What I had originally heard was that it started, she dropped her single in September of last year. Here's another article from April 23rd, so it's a little earlier, but not that long ago. Updated today. Excuse me. This says, hidden out. Breaks spread through US cities far earlier than Americans' new estimates say. So, this is a little different of a message from the last one. This says, by the time New York City confirmed its first case of the coronavirus on March 1st, thousands of infections were already silently spreading through the city, a hidden explosion of a disease that many still viewed as a remote threat as the city awaited first signs of spring. Hidden outbreaks were also spreading almost completely undetected in Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, long before testing showed that each city had a major problem. According to a model of the spread of the disease by researchers at the Northeastern University, who shared their results with the New York Times, early in February, while the world focused on China, the virus was not only likely to be spreading in multiple American cities, but also seeding blooms of infection elsewhere in the United States, researchers found. In late February, early February, late January was around the time that I got sick, that everybody got sick. This says 200 and, well, when I told you, according to a model, the spread is blue, it's a hyperlink to another article that reads 239 experts with one big claim, the coronavirus is airborne. This is not relevant right now. In five major US cities as of March 1st, there were only 23 confirmed cases of coronavirus. But according to the Northeastern model, there could have actually been about 28,000 infections in those cities by then. And this is saying, and that's divided down by city. Boston at 2,300, same for Seattle, Chicago at 3,300, and New York had 10,700 by the time that the first actual one was confirmed. This is what they're estimating. So I really think a lot of people have had it, and like we might be closer to herd immunity than we think. So that was from the New York Times. These are all reputable sources too. When did the coronavirus outbreak start? Says Forbes. Italy is latest to say earlier than previously thought. This is a Forbes article now. Scientists in Italy say that they have found evidence of the virus that causes COVID-19 in sewage water dating from December, 2 months before the country's first reported infection, and before China confirmed what are believed to be first cases, posing questions about the timeline of a pandemic. So, I mean, I'm telling you, everybody had it a lot earlier than we thought. So that's basically a wrap for this episode. The thoughty thoughts where I just share random stupid shit going through my head is really just an accessory to the one, the fashion review one. So, but thanks for listening. Bye.